podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. Diuretics are often used as an additional treatment for people with hypertension. Jenny Chen from the University of British Columbia in Canada and Balraj Heran from the University of Exeter in England have investigated this in a new Cochrane review. They tell us about their findings, with Jenny introducing the review.
Hypertension or high blood pressure is defined as a systolic blood pressure of at least 140 millimeters mercury or a diastolic blood pressure of at least 90 millimeters of mercury. It is associated with an increased risk of death, cerebrovascular, cardiac, and renal disease. When a patient is diagnosed with established hypertension, they will usually be given advice about diet and exercise as a first step in trying to reduce the blood pressure. If this doesn't help enough, pharmacological treatment is started with an antihypertensive drug, adjusting or titrating the dose to maximize response. A second drug might be added later if the standard target of under 140 over 90 millimeters of mercury is not achieved.
Large clinical trials have demonstrated that, with monotherapy, blood pressure targets are achieved in approximately half of the patients. Most patients will require a combination of antihypertensive drugs. Diuretics are one of the most widely prescribed classes of antihypertensive agents, both as first-line and second-line. In our Cochrane review, we tried to find out how much additional blood pressure reduction we can expect to see, on average, when a diuretic is added to another antihypertensive drug for patients being treated for primary hypertension.
We were able to pull together the evidence from 53 double-blind randomized trials that had lasted 3 to 12 weeks and evaluated the effect on blood pressure of a thiazide diuretic as a second-line agent. This included 15,000 patients with mild to moderate hypertension. Adding a thiazide led to a further reduction in blood pressure of 6 over 3 millimeters of mercury when given at the manufacturer's recommended starting dose. If double the starting dose was used, this led to an additional 8 over 4 millimeters of mercury drop. We also looked at another type of diuretic called loop diuretics, but there were only 3 trials of this as second-line drug. Therefore, we are less confident about the effect, but it appears to produce a similar blood pressure-lowering effect through thiazides at the recommended starting dose.
People who will need to take these drugs for some time are also interested in their risk of side effects. However, because the trials tested the drugs over a relatively short duration and didn't contain much information on adverse events, we are not able to provide a good estimate of the incidence of adverse effects from the diuretics. The most important finding of our review is that thiazide diuretics, when given as a second-line drug, lower blood pressure by a similar amount to what they achieve when given alone as a first-line drug. By bringing all this evidence together, we are also able to show that the size of the reduction appears to be independent of which first-line drug is used.
The Cochrane review, including details of the drugs that were tested in the more than 50 included studies, can be read at www.thecochranelibrary.com.